You are tuned in to 99.1 FM, CJAM here in the Windsor-Detroit region, and you might also be listening to the show when we syndicate across Canada using various stations. Thank you so much for everyone that does syndicate the program. The program itself is Revolution Rock. I'm Adam with Dave, and we're coming back from a set there featuring pretty much exclusively new music, and I'm loving what I heard from that last track, a new solo track from a new solo record by Andrew Savage, best known for his work with Parquet Courts. We heard something called Elvis in the Army.
Yeah, the new album is called Several Songs About Fire, and it just came out, I think, on the 6th of October, and I'm sure we will get to more tracks from that on future episodes. Part of that, we had music from a band based out of Australia that has a new single out called Hooper Crescent. This is from a forthcoming release out on the Spoilsport Records label, which is a really cool label out of Australia that reached out to the show, and I'm happy that they did. We heard this song, Late Night TV, which is a single, and I do recommend watching the YouTube video for
this. I thought you were going to say you recommend watching Late Night TV.
Well, that too. Before that, we heard new music from Chicago's The Gold Stars. They have a Halloween theme track called Leave Me Alone, a Halloween song. And we should also mention that, well, not right now, but closer to Halloween, we will be doing another Halloween-themed episode of the program.
It is kind of an annual tradition, so that's going to fall on the 28th this year, so a few days shy of Halloween, but definitely tune in for that episode. Actually, tune in to every episode we do, please.
Yes,
but that one in particular. Now, we might have a guest host. Now, you might be thinking, oh, I know who that's going to be. It's that darn magic eye again. Well, you might be a little bit surprised about this guest host. It might be a little bit different, so you're going to want to stay
different?
Tuned for that.
Oh.
It's a Halloween surprise, Dave. I'm going to have to leave it in the mystery box. But, you know, something that's not a mystery was how good the new Sparkle Horse record is. Really dug up from sessions that were recorded with Steve Albini back in 2010. This album was completed after the death of the main songwriter, Linkus. It was compiled along with his brother and his wife, Melissa. And it all coalesced into this release titled Bird Machine. And we heard two songs from Bird Machine. We heard Evening Star, Supercharger, and we started things off with It Will Never Stop. This is a very arresting record, especially considering a lot of the subject matter that's featured on it, but it's still a very powerful record and a reminder of what a great songwriter and band Sparkle Horse was, and that Linkus was as a songwriter. So,
and we should say Mark Linkus.
Oh, Mark Linkus. Yeah. I keep saying just the same, but yes, Mark Linkus, who was the songwriter of Sparkle Horse. So that's how we started off that set. And we only have shy of 20 minutes left, so we're going to be getting to our next set.
Well, I thought we were just leaving.
Well, we could walk out, but we'll walk out after this. We're going to
hear dead air for 20 minutes.
Well,
I'm sorry. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to play music.
Yes.
I think. Are we going to play music?
Well, as Dave has his existential crisis, I'm going to let you know you can expect to hear some music from Horse Chops, Teenage Art Scene, and a new group called Lightheaded. We're going to hear something from their brand new release called Good Good Great with the song Mercury Girl here on Revolution Rock.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. And what did we end off with there, Adam?
We ended off with a track there from Horse Chops from their latest EP. It's a self-titled EP. They've been getting quite a bit of airplay here on the station, and I'm very grateful for that. A fantastic group that we've played a couple songs from so far. We heard their song, Broken Leg. And before that, something that you don't want to have a horse chop for is a night lunch. We heard the band Night Lunch from their album Fire in the Rose Garden with the song Flames of Love. We also heard from Teenage Art Scene before that, a Cynthia number from the group. We heard the track Full of It, and you can find that off their latest release, Pipes on the Inside. And we started things off in that set with a song from Lightheaded. They're a new group with a new album out titled Good, Good, Great, and we heard the song Mercury Girl from that. We are going to be ending off the show playing something by the likes of One Psychic Void, who will be performing a live show this evening at Craft Heads. Hopefully you can attend. It should be fantastic. With that said, though, before we get to it, we do want to make a few announcements. One of those being that we are going to have a special Halloween episode of Revolution Rock on October 28th. That's not next week, of course, but the week thereafter, so we do encourage you to check that out. And as always, Dave, what do I say about this time of the episode?
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you pay attention. I promote the website.
Oh, yeah, revrock.blogspot.com. I posted recently the interviews that the show did with Tommy Stinson of Replacements and Bash and Pop. And now Cowboys in the Campfire, and then Bri Webb, previously of the Constantines. So you can check that out there, along with the recent episodes of the show. And yes, Psychic Void's playing a release show tonight, their album Cemetery Eyes, at Craft Heads here in Windsor. If you're in the area, I recommend going. And we're going to end off with this track here. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear the song Brat Boy. This is one of the songs featured on this 8-track cassette release, and you can also find it on their Bandcamp page at psychicvoid.bandcamp.com. You can download it, purchase it, give them what you can. It's a fantastic record and well worth the investment in it. And I think we've played maybe, this will be the 6th song from the record, so I think there's only 2 others to play from it. We've been really promoting this record.
We might as well just play the rest of it.
We might as well. Well, who knows what will take us on after the song, but make sure you stay tuned for Cowboys and Indies after this with Mark Casaubon, and enjoy your Saturday night with the sweet sounds of Psychic Void.
Yeah. I'm trying new things out. Is it obvious? Seeing it in the hips. When I take the second sip, I'm trying new.
Hoover FM.